Mayhem in Massachusetts. I'm Susanna Santana on 97.3 The Sky. Police in Boston have identified one of the suspects in the Boston Marathon bombings as 19-year-old Jokhar Tsarnaev, believed to be from Chechnya. His 20-year-old brother, the other suspect, was killed overnight in an exchange of gunfire with police. Authorities believe the men shot and killed an officer on the campus of MIT and then carjacked another person whom they let go. A photo of the still-living suspect was taken at a 7-Eleven in Boston. He's shown wearing a gray hoodie. Meanwhile, residents in Watertown are being told to stay in their homes while authorities search for Jokhar Tsarnaev. The entire regional transportation hub is largely shut down. Colonel Timothy Albin says the town is on lockdown.
The most important message that we are doing right now is for public safety and the safety of those people in that neighborhood. We are asking everyone to shelter in place for the time being, not to leave their homes. If they see something suspicious, other than a police officer coming to their door, they should call 911 immediately.
Meanwhile, UF police are reminding faculty, staff, and students, if you see something, say something. UPD has begun training staff to improve awareness of suspicious packages, and they want everyone to be aware of anything which seems out of place. These cautions come in the wake of not only the Boston bombings, but also the suspicious letters sent to various government officials, including the president. I'm Susanna Santana. Next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news at once on 97.3 The Sky.